a couple years into my business, EO Fire, and was making, you know, 7 figures a year and was really happy about that success. But at the same time, like, it wasn't like I was walking around on cloud nine all the time. So I was like, there's still something kind of missing right now. And that was gratitude. And that's why I'm not sure if you're a consumer of either of my journals, the Freedom or Mastery Journal, but you start your day with something that you're grateful for.
Welcome to the Gratitude Podcast on www.georgeandbenta.com, where you'll hear a new story each week that will inspire more gratitude in your own life. Our mission is to inspire 100,000 people to discover how to feel gratitude and live a happy life through the amazing life stories of our successful guests and their actionable tips. And now, the host of our podcast, Georgian Benta.
Hi, Gratitude Seeker. I'm really happy today that I'm able to introduce a person that I am very fond of. I admire a lot, and I have been inspired by him so many times. His name is John Lee Dumas. But before getting into the interview, I want to thank one of our listeners. Her name is Julie P. from Australia. And she was generous enough to leave the Gratitude Podcast a 5-star review on iTunes that writes, "Inspirational stories, interviews, wise words, and an excellent presentation of how gratitude can enhance our lives. I listen every night to the past episodes and have connected with so many wonderful people across the world through the various social media channels. Thank you, Georgian Benta, for your work in this field. I have been inspired to take my calling forward to help with cancer charity fundraising, and I had this calling while listening to one of your podcast interviews with Lauren from AOG. Kind regards, Julie P. from Australia." Thank you so much, Julie, for writing this review. It means a lot to me, and I'm really happy that this podcast has inspired you to go forward with your calling to help with cancer charity fundraising. I think this is amazing. And now for our guest today, the one and only John Lee Dumas. He is the founder and host of Entrepreneur on Fire. He interviews inspiring entrepreneurs 7 days a week, and by now he interviewed more than 1,700 entrepreneurs and has won a Best of iTunes award in 2013. He is himself a very successful entrepreneur and a very inspiring one. He and his girlfriend Kate Erickson, an inspiring woman herself that has been a guest on the Gratitude Podcast, publish every month, actually, a monthly income report, being very transparent about their expenses and income, which I find really amazing. Entrepreneur on Fire is being listened to by millions of people every single month, and it features guests like Seth Godin, Gary Vaynerchuk, Barbara Corcoran, Tim Ferriss, Brian Tracy, Anthony Robbins, and so many more. A less known fact about John is that he also recorded a podcast about an epic saga called The Ancient that he wrote during his time in Iraq. It includes elves, humans, dwarves, orcs, and dragons as they battle for freedom and survival. He was inspired by J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. What I love about John Lee Dumas is the fact that he is very transparent, he manages to appreciate the journey, and he's a really great authentic teacher. I love his quote about comparing ourselves with others. He always tells this to his community: "Compare and despair, Fire Nation." And I found this short quote very useful in my gratitude practice. There's always someone better or more prosperous than you are, and by comparing, you end up despairing and not using your time and energy creatively with gratitude in your heart. And now, you will be enjoying an interview that's, like John would say, on fire. Welcome, John. Thanks so much for accepting my invitation. Let's dive right in. So, what does gratitude mean for you, John?
You know, to me, gratitude is just being present in the moment and then just appreciating something around you. You know, we can't just always fall back to, oh, I have gratitude for my family and my friends and my kids. Like, okay, do that once and good. We get it. Got it. Check. Now be present in the moment and, you know, be thankful for that bird that just chirped, or, you know, for my air conditioner, you know, that's keeping things cool and on a very hot Puerto Rican day, you know, for the internet that's allowing you and I to have this seamless, beautiful conversation right now. So that's what I think about gratitude.
Yeah, I think it's awesome because it's actually in the little things much more than the big things, because I didn't have like the kind of success that you have, but small successes. And I know that they last for a while, like you feel great for a while, but afterwards you go back to the way you are ordinary, yeah. Right?
And by the way, be grateful for big things, just not every single time. Like when I look at gratitude journals and every day it's like my 2-year-old daughter. It's like, okay, we get that you're grateful for your daughter and you should be. We should also be grateful for other things as well.
Yeah, totally. We have so many reasons to feel grateful. And that's why I'm doing gratitude reminders on my podcast. I put a new reminder every day about what we could be grateful. And these are just simple things like having a comfy bed or the sun that hits our world and gives us light and everything. Nice. So yeah, it's something really simple that that gets us happy and grateful much more than the big successes that we have in life.
It's true.
So, John, do you have like a favorite quote on gratitude?
You know, I would say probably my favorite quote when it comes to gratitude. And, you know, this is kind of like one of those quotes that, you know, I always kind of look for deeper meanings like within one quote. And that quote would be by Albert Einstein, which is, try not to become a person of success, but rather a person of value. And like when I look at that quote from a lot of different angles, like from a gratitude angle, I say, hey, if I can just be grateful that I can provide value to you today and not worry about if this makes me more successful or not, that type of gratitude, that type of value is going to propel me forward. So that's really where my focus is like the value and then being grateful for the opportunity to provide that value. And, you know, again, wherever it leads, but coming from that place, it's done me pretty well.
Yeah, totally. And you actually enjoy the journey. You don't always think about, okay, I have to reach that goal and everything. You just feel grateful and enjoy the journey, which is actually the life that we're living.
You can do all of these things right, and you're still going to have your bad days and your struggles and your failures. I have failures all the time. But, you know, it's going back to being grateful and gratitude and giving value that brings me out of that. So, you know, it's not like just doing these things is going to get you on this road to success that's up, up, up. It's still going to be a roller coaster, but that can always kind of be your North Star that's pulling and guiding you.
Totally, totally. So what do you do when it's hard to be grateful? Because you just anticipated my question. Like sometimes it's really not that easy to feel grateful and to see the beautiful things that we have in our life. What do you do then?
I don't force it. You know, I don't try to force it because then it's fake. And if it's fake, then it just doesn't work. So what I instead try to do is just take a step back, give myself some space from whatever it is that's frustrating, annoying, or not allowing me to be grateful. And I just breathe. You know, I literally just close my eyes in through the nose, fill the belly up, you know, not the chest, fill the belly up with air, and then hold and then breathe out. And then you do that a couple times. And then what's kind of interesting that I found is you start to recognize, wow, like it's pretty amazing. Breathing's pretty amazing. Like all of the things that have to happen for me to breathe, the oxygen in the air, the coming into my nostrils, the filling up my belly, the blowing back. How are all of these things working together? And by the way, my stomach's digesting its lunch and it's this, but like everything's still working. And then you start, your mind just shifts and you're like, wow, life is pretty special. And that kind of brings you in. And you know, that to me has always been helpful. Taking a step back, taking a deep breath, and just letting your mind kind of wander a little bit.
Want to connect in a safe and private online environment with licensed professional counselors who are specialized in depression, anxiety, trauma, anger, family conflicts, or self-esteem? BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. Send a message to your counselor anytime and you'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling and financial aid is available. Anything you share is confidential. I'm trying BetterHelp myself and the experience is great. I want you to start living a happier life. As a listener, you'll get 10% off for your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/gratitude. Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/gratitude.
Yeah, that's beautiful, because always when we're back in the present moment and we see the little things that actually create the bigger things in our life, and our life in general is created by little things much more than bigger things that people actually see, might see from the exterior. Like, we live each day and we breathe much more breaths than we reach, I don't know, $1 million goal or something. And this is why we're living, and we should enjoy all of the journey. And I'm very passionate about bringing this to surface and to enjoying the journey.
Love it.
When did you actually get to really live gratitude? Not just understand the concept, but actually live it, actually feel the feeling of gratitude and actually live it more most of the time?
I think it was 3 years ago when I was 34 years old. I'm 37 years old now. And, you know, I had sporadic bursts of gratefulness, and I was always a happy kid. I was always, you know, very much wanting to live in the moment and enjoy the moment. And so I've led, for the most part, a really happy, enjoyable life with, of course, my share of struggles and obstacles and challenges. Absolutely. But, you know, it really kind of came to me when I, you know, was a success, but at the same time, like, it wasn't like I was walking around on cloud nine all the time. So I was like, there's still something kind of missing right now. And that was gratitude. And that's why, I'm not sure if you're a consumer of either of my journals, the Freedom or Mastery Journal, but you start your day with something that you're grateful for. Like, that's the key components of the beginning part of these journals. Every day for 100 days, what are you grateful for? Challenge yourself. And a couple years into my business, again, like 3 years ago, I was able to kind of really understand the importance of that and how I could really apply that to my life by writing it down and by challenging myself and making that happen. So now it's a part of my daily life where, you know, frankly, it wasn't for the prior 34 years, which, you know, didn't mean I was leading an unhappy or unsuccessful or unfulfilled life. It just meant that, you know, that part was missing, and I'm glad that it no longer is.
Yeah, I love this part about your journals. I have the Freedom Journal, and I think this is awesome that you begin with that, because it shifts your perspective, and you appreciate more the process. And also you have some more questions that are related to gratitude, not directly, but in the night.
Yeah, like something wonderful that happened today. Like,
exactly.
Two wonderful things that happened today. It makes you look back over your day and say, you know what? Like, there's a lot of stuff that went wrong, and there's a lot of frustrating things that happened today. But let me pick out a couple great things that happened today that I might just forget about in the avalanche of struggles that I have. Let's go back and pinpoint a couple great things that happened today, just so we can recognize that, hey, started the day off with gratitude. Let's end the day off with a couple of great things that happened, so that we can really, you know, go into tomorrow on a high note.
Yeah, what I've seen is that if you do focus on what went good that day, and you realize that you made progress, and that there were things that went great, even though you had like many problems and many things that you needed to solve, it builds up and it builds momentum more than just. If you think, okay, I have so many worries and I have so many things to still get the hold of, that makes it really hard to actually make a progress. And after a while, you just can't go forward no more, because you don't have anything you built upon, right?
So true.
So yeah, I think this is awesome, and your journal is amazing. I've been using it and I totally recommend it. I think it's awesome. And it's so helpful because it's like you're having a conversation with someone that asks you really great questions, and it puts you to do stuff. So you need to do stuff. You can't just, write things down. It's very action oriented. And I love that. At least in my experience with, being an entrepreneur, doing this podcast is extremely useful. So I totally, totally recommend it to our listeners, to the gratitude seekers. Totally go for it. I think it's really useful. So you feel that gratitude has helped you to reach this level, to get to six-figure income, to have all this kind of success?
It really has. Because, you are going to win when you're able to be consistent, when you're able to look at your life and your journey as a marathon and not just the sprint. And so you need to do the small things right every single day. That's why the first thing I do in the morning is exercise, followed up by meditation, followed up by writing in my journal, which of course includes gratitude. So like doing those things every morning kind of centers me and gets me prepared for the marathon of life. And that's really exciting. And that's something that, I really know that I want to continue to have as part of my life. So those are kind of going to be three things that are absolutes, before I sit down at this computer and start, work is, have I exercised? Have I hydrated, and put the right fluids in my body, whether that be water with apple cider vinegar or lemon or, some kind of good, hydration into my body with good water. And then, have I meditated? Have I given myself a chance to just kind of breathe and be one and let my mind kind of wander a little bit? And then have I journaled? And, have I set my intentions for the day, starting with something that I'm grateful for, followed by what I'm going to actually accomplish and produce today, and so on and so forth. So absolutely.
Yeah, I think this is brilliant. And by appreciating yourself, you give yourself the time to get in a certain state and to take care of yourself. And you get, in this way, you get much more productive. And I think this is a great tip for our listeners, because otherwise you just have to do things and you forget about yourself. You forget about being grateful and you just do life. You just do everything that's necessary, but actually you're not enjoying anything. So yeah, if you could go back in time, like 10 years ago, what would you tell your younger self about gratitude?
Well, I'd say practice it daily and keep it short, because, it shouldn't be this long, drawn out process, because then you're not going to stick to it, because, we're all busy. We all have things to do. So just make it short and sweet. And that's why for me, I just have, one thing that I'm grateful for, that can get me off and going. And maybe if I'm feeling obliged, I continue that and I write a couple things down, or I do a little more in that area. But, I feel like if I at least do that one thing, that's getting me down the road. So that's what I would tell myself, is just to start the daily practice of gratitude instead of, I started it 3 years ago. I wish I started it 10 years ago.
Totally. I know. I know the difference, and it creates another world for you. You are referring to things that helped you to be grateful and to have a great day. I'm totally sure that your success was helped by a lot of people. And I'm wondering if you want to mention a few people that you're grateful for.
I'm grateful for Jamie Masters, who was my first mentor, who took me down that road. I'm grateful for Cliff Ravenscraft, who had a podcast mastermind that I was able to join. I'm grateful for Lewis Howes, who was my mentor for 6 months and taught me how to do webinars and really start to monetize my business. I'm grateful for my girlfriend, Kate Erickson, who's been a partner in the business almost since the beginning. And she's done a lot to bring EO Fire to where it is today.
All right. Thank you very much. I love it. And where can our audience find you? Where can our audience see your work and get the Mastery Journal and the Freedom Journal?
So all the magic for us happens at eofire.com. We have a great bunch of free courses for entrepreneurs. If you want to learn about podcasting, webinars, funnels, goal setting, we have it all there. So just check out our free courses at eofire.com.
Awesome. Awesome. Also, you will find links to the Freedom Journal and the Mastery Journal on the show notes page. Thank you very much for joining us. It has been a total pleasure.
Thank you. It was great talking.
Hey, Gratitude Seeker, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this interview. I really appreciate it. And if you could think of one person that would also benefit from it, share it with them. It might actually be the inspiration that they need to make their day or maybe even their life much better. Thank you so much once again. This has been Giorgio Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse. That's georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse to join me now. Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse. That's georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse to join me now.